"Well, who is it?" she asked in a voice and with a smile I half recognised. "You've not forgotten me, I think, Miss Jane." In another second I was embracing and kissing her rapturously. "Bessie! Bessie! Bessie!" That was all I said, whereat she half laughed, half cried, and we both went into the parlour. By the fire stood a little fellow of 3 years old in plaid frock and trousers. "That's my little boy," said Bessie directly.
"Then you're married, Bessie?"
"Yes, nearly 5 years since, to Robert Levin, the coachman, and I've a little girl besides Bobby there that I've christened Jane."
"And you don't live at Gateshead?"
"I live at the lodge. The old porter's left."
"Well, and how do they all get on? Tell me everything about them, Bessie. But sit down first, and Bobby, come and sit on my knee, will you?"
But Bobby preferred sidling over to his mother. "You're not grown so very tall, Miss Jane, nor so very stout," continued Mrs. Levin. "I dare say they've not kept you too well at school. Miss Reed is the head and shoulders taller than you are, and Miss Georgiana would make two of you in breadth."
"Georgiana is handsome, I suppose, Bessie?"
"Very. She went up to London last winter with her mamma, and there everybody admired her, and a young lord fell in love with her. But his relations were against the match, and what do you think? He and Miss Georgiana made it up to run away, but they were found out and stopped. It was Miss Reed that found them out. I believe she was envious, and now she and her sister lead a cat-and-dog life together. They're always quarrelling."
"Well, and what of John Reed?"
"Oh, he's not doing so well as his mamma could wish. He went to college, and he got plucked, I think they call it. And then his uncles wanted him to be a barrister and study the law. But he's such a dissipated young man, they will never make much of him, I think."
"What does he look like?"
"He's very tall. Some people call him a fine-looking young man, but he's such thick lips."
"And Mrs. Reed?"
"Mrs. looks stout and well enough in the face, but I think she's not quite easy in her mind. Mr. John's conduct does not please her. He spends a deal of money."